start, everyone.
感谢主的恩典，让我们一起来聚会查考圣经一起来在属灵上得到造就。
We thank God for His grace that we may all gather here for service and to be edified spiritually.
小弟现在奉主的圣名一起来查考操练敬虔这个主题。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the topic exercise godliness.
我们请大家翻开提摩太前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
第四章请读第七节到第九节。
Chapter 4 from verse 7 to verse 9.
第七节说只是要拒绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Verse 7, but reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness, for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise for the life that now is and for that which is to come. And this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance.
这一段圣经呢，在告诉我们说，操练敬虔的重要。
This passage tells us the importance of exercising godliness.
那他用我们现在一般人都很注重的操练身体来做比较。
It uses a comparison of exercising our body.
那他也告诉我们什么叫做要在敬虔上操练。
It also tells us what it means to exercise godliness.
那如果我们不操练敬虔的话，会有什么结果？
And what are the consequences if we do not exercise godliness?
那反过来，如果我们操练敬虔，又会得到什么好处？
And on the other hand, if we do exercise godliness, then what benefits will we receive?
所以一般来说呢，第四章第八节呢，这是一句很重要的经文，我们要把它背起来。
Chapter 4, verse 8 is a very important verse which we should all remember.
这个在学生的时代呢，老师一定会要求学生背诵。
As a student, our teachers usually require us to recite this verse.
因为当我们懂得敬虔的时候，他说会有今生跟来生的应许。
When we know to exercise godliness, then there is a promise of life that is now and which is to come.
第九节特别强调这句话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，表示他真的他。去做人就可以领受这样的福气。
Verse 9 emphasizes that this is a faithful saying. If you do it, then you will be blessed.
所以这句话它已经经过时间的考验。不管什么时代，任何一个人看到这个提醒，愿意来做的就得福气。
The saying has gone through the test of time, so whoever is willing to follow it and do it will be blessed.
所以我们首先要了解我们现在所处的世代，事实上是一个。很混乱的时代。
First of all, we need to understand the generation we dwell in now is a very chaotic one.
那混乱一方面也是因为世界上真的各地方有动乱、有饥荒、有瘟疫、有一些不平安的事情。
And it is not at peace because there is famine, there's war, there's pestilence in different places of the world.
但是其实更重要的就是这个世界里面充满罪恶。甚至让我们对我们的信仰我们的思想都会产生很大的冲击。
But the main reason is because this world is filled with sin, so it has a direct impact toward our faith and our thinkings.
像主耶稣所说的越到末世这个迷惑的事情越多。
Like Lord Jesus said, toward the end days, things that will distract us, that will lead us away from our faith, will be more and more common.
所以有很多的假基督假师父出现传讲一些。似是而非的道理。
There'll be the rise of many false teachers and false Christ that preach false teachings.
有很多过去的异端或者是认为错的事，现在这个时代都已经改变了，都变成应该可以被接受，甚至都觉得做这种事人并没有什么羞耻，应该还要得到对方的认同。
And there are many false teachings, false heresies of the past are now being regarded as that is, something that is right.
所以这不但是在道德上，在信仰，在真理上也是这样子的。
And not only in terms of morale, but also in terms of the truth.
所以在圣经里面呢，使徒呢特别提醒我们一些事情。
In the Bible, the apostles especially remind us several things.
针对这个末世呢，如果我们看哥罗西书第二章。
Pertaining to the end days, if we turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第二章第八节说：“你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去了。”
And beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
你看这里，保罗特别提醒说我们要谨慎啊。
Paul reminds us we need to be watchful.
就是说，有一些事情，它会让我们变成糊涂。
And there are some things that will make us foolish.
就是被抓去了。
And that is we have been captive.
我们被抓去，其实意思就是说被魔鬼俘虏的。
And that is we have been enslaved by Satan.
那因为现在在信仰上，这个是一场属灵的征战。
And because spiritually we're at a spiritual battle.
主耶稣他用他的宝血来救赎我们，脱离罪恶，我们现在不在黑暗当中了。
And Lord Jesus saved us and delivered us from darkness, from sin with His blood.
但只要我们还活在世上。我们还有一口气，魔鬼就有机会。
But as long as we live in this world, we won't have one last breath, and Satan still has the chance.
所以，真的能够肯定的得救的，就是那个已经不会再呼吸了，已经被盖在棺材里面，不会再犯罪人，这神的保护了。
Only the only ones who certain of their salvation are the ones who have already given up their last breath.
只要我们还活着，今天魔鬼就。想方设法的要把我们从这个光明的国度把他拉走了。
As long as we are still alive, Satan will use our ways, use our methods to take us away from the heavenly kingdom.
所以魔鬼的手段其实有时候很粗糙，但是在现在这个世界里面越来越细腻了。
Even though the schemes of Satan might be very easy to tell, but it is more and more easily seen.
在以前的时代，一个人被魔鬼附着，被邪灵干扰，但马上言行举止都差，都很怪异，大家一看都知道这个人不对劲，有邪灵附身。
So in the past, we can easily see when someone is possessed by a demon.
但是现在不是这样子的。
But now we know in today it's no longer the same.
魔鬼他现在用的就是我们的思想。
Satan uses our philosophy.
他用人的思想，人想要求知的这个欲望，去让我们搞混，到底什么才是真理？
And he uses human nature of wanting to know more to distract us from knowing what the truth is.
所以在第八节这里他提到魔鬼用三种手段。
So in verse 8 mentions the three methods that Satan uses.
他说有人，但是说真的有人这样做，用理学，就是哲学，就是所谓的这哲学是一种思想来要掳获人的心。
And here some people may cheat you through philosophy, which are thinkings.
我们知道哲学本来的意思就是他那个爱慕智慧的人。
So we know philosophy means those who yearn after
love of wisdom.
The lover of wisdom.
就是他，因为所以我们说哲学是一切知识之母。
So we know philosophy is the mother of all things,
就是
of all knowledge.
哪里去？对，所以你看，就是你看这个，我们现在读学位读到最后，如果真的读通了，他就给你颁一个哲学博士学位。
So, if you study to the highest degree, then they will.Pronounce you a doctor,
PhD, 就是哲学的通了，已经是在这个知识上已经可以融会贯通的。
And that is you have known all things.
那所以就是那所以那个你看那个哲学基本上我们有很多人他在如果被启发以后，他会觉得哇，这个是那个领域很奥秘，很玄。所以穷一辈子的精力去研究，最后也会觉得说不知道方向在哪里。
And for some people, once they have been inspired by philosophies, they will devote their entire life in searching for the for these truths.
那所以现在这里特别提到这个理学的问题。
So here mentions the problem of philosophy.
那这个跟这就是人间的知识。
And these are the knowledge of this human world.
那这个理学在那个时代，在保罗那个时代。出现了一个异端的思想，叫做诺斯底主义。
And during Paul's time, there was a philosophy, a heresy called Gnosticism.
那个就是在否定耶稣的神性的。
And it was a theory that denies the nature of Lord Jesus Christ.
就是 他认为这个世界的出现，他们有另外一套理论来解释。
And they had a different theory to the appearing or the rise of this world.
他就把我们所信靠的耶稣基督，把他降到是次等的神，这个是跟那个创造天地的独一的神不一样。
So they have debased Lord Jesus Christ to a secondary God, which is different from the one true God who created the heavens and earth.
所以从这个理学所引发出来的异端，影响了当时很多的基督徒的。
So the heresy that came out of this philosophy affected many Christians back then.
那这些理学这个知识谈到最后都是变成虚空的妄言，就是没有实际的价值，也不能够改变人的生命的。
The talk of all these philosophies and theories only led to empty deceit.
那第二个，它是用人间的遗传。
And second, it's a tradition of men.
那人间的遗传就是，你看今天每一个社会都有它的遗传，就是说它的习惯从上一代的一直传下来的一个传统啊。
You know, every country, every place have their own tradition, which is passed down from generation to generation.
所以有时候甚至一个家族，他也有他自己的遗传，就是自己的做法。
Even individual families may have their own traditions.
所以有的比较有历史的家族啊。他很重视家谱的，他就有名字，他有一些家训，什么他都有一个规矩。
Yeah, so from larger families, well-known families, they will have genealogies and orders within their own families.
但是这里特别提到说，人间的遗传呢，他不是照着基督的，就是他不是按着主耶稣所讲这个福音的真理的，有时候会让我们失去的这个重点，不知道什么是该追求，该。谨守的。
But here the tradition of men is not according to the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ, so it will distract us and confuse us from what is right.
在主耶稣那个时代，就已经有人把人间人的遗传，把它高举过像神的诫命一样那么重要了。
Even during the time of Lord Jesus Christ, men have elevated the traditions of men far above that of God.
甚至因为人间的遗传，就去废掉了神的诫命了。
And even because of the traditions of men, they have abolished the teachings of God.
所以马太福音第十五章就是主耶稣他当时候在指责那个这些很注重律法的人的一段话。
Matthew chapter 15, Lord Jesus rebuked the people of the law.
那这个第十五章的第七节就是说，假冒为善的人啊，以赛亚指着你们的预言是不错的。他说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然的。
And so verse 7, hypocrites, while did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.
这里特别提到，因为这个关于古人的遗传，就是说没有吃饭的时候不洗手是不行的。
And so some traditions of men that they had to wash their hands before they eat.
那他们为了要奉献给圣殿的这些财物呢，已经拿出去了，就不需要再去供养父母了。
And so once they have offered what is necessary to the temple, they don't need to take care of their family.
所以
their parents.
那时候的这些很守旧约律法的人呢，主耶稣说，他们是把人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以我最后他就废掉了神的诫命，那敬拜神也枉然，没有用。
And for those who upheld the traditions of men, even though they observed those traditions, in the end they abolished the teachings of God.
所以很注重人的吩咐，实际上是取悦人，就是要让人欢喜而已。
So if they only uphold the traditions of men, they are trying to please men only.
所以如果这个人间的遗传是跟真理有抵触的，一定要以真理为标准。
If the tradition of men is in opposition with the truth, then we need to honor the truth first.
今天每一个社会它都有一些其实很好的遗传，但是最终都要用这个圣经里的真理来做判断。
Every society has very good traditions, but we need to decide and discern them with the principles of the truth.
那好的遗传符合圣经的一定要留下来。
And whatever tradition is good and according to the Bible, we need to keep them.
那甚至还要再传给下一代，一直能够继续的发扬光大。
Even more, we need to pass on to the next generation so they may uphold those traditions.
但是有一些遗传是抵触真理的，那这个就要废去。
But there are traditions that are against the teachings, the truth, and we need to abolish them.
因为我们如果没有尊重神，我们不是要荣耀神，只是要取悦别人的话，最后我们的敬拜都变成虚空，没有价值，不被神接纳。
For if we do not honor God, then in the end, all of that we do, all the worship will be in vain.
所以当时候其实指的就是你看社会里面的一些人间的遗存，我们要真的要懂得道理，然后凡事尊重神来做一个取舍的标准。
So relating to all the traditions of men of the society, we need to understand the principles of the truth and to decide which one to keep, which one to abolish.
那哥罗西二章第八节，他第三项他提到的这个所谓的世上的小学。
And thirdly, mentioned in Colossians chapter 2 verse 8 are the principles of the world.
这个世上的小学其实一开始指的就是那些最基础的，演变到最后就是那个次序，就是好像他们在学希腊文、希伯来文啊，在我们每一个语言里面都有它的那个符号了，就是字母了，字母的是像 ABC 啊，这个最基础的。
And so the basic principles of the world are referring to like the very basic language or letters, such as alphabets.
哦，那这个就是开头。
And this is the beginning.
哦，所以这个世上的小学，就是说跟这个世界上，跟为了要让我们在活在这个世界上的一些最基础的东西。
So these basic principles can be referred to the most elementary things that that enable us to live in this world.
那圣经里面讲到这个跟道理有关系的最基础的小学，其实讲的就是律法。
So basic principles mentioned here speaks of the law.
因为在加太书第四章哈。
Galatians chapter 4.
加太书第四章第三节啊。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 3.
这里就用同样一个字眼，这个世俗的小学。
It uses the same words of the elements or basic principles of the world.
你看我们当孩童的时候，受管于世俗小学之下也是这样子。他所讲的就是指的旧约时代的律法。
And so when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world, and this refers to the Old Testament laws.
因为他讲的就是前面第三章，那个基督还没有来以前，需要这些律法来规范人的行为，到最后能够看明，哇，这个耶稣就是这个救主啊，神要来拯救我们的这个很重要的这个神道成肉身，我们能够接受基督的出现。
And so in chapter 3, we can see that the elements of the world refers to the laws which guides humans to understand, guides men to understand the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
那所以当主耶稣来了以后，如果人还很重视、很在意这些律法的问题，最后会就被掳去，没有办法看明真正耶稣带来的救恩是何等的伟大。
After Lord Jesus comes, if men still emphasize on the principles of the world, then they will fail to see the greatness of God's salvation.
所以你看，今天这个世界充满了很多各种学问、各种这个所谓的一些新奇的思想啊。
And today we can see the world is filled with many different knowledges and many new trends.
有个地方很保守的，反过来很注重那个人间的遗传呢。
And for some places that are very conservative, they place special attention on traditions.
你看今天在教会里面有可能也有人会很在意的这个律法的问题。
And even in church today, some people might emphasize or value the matters of law.
那如果用律法来做标准的话，就产生很多的所谓的批评论断了，因为这个就是明明白纸黑字就这样写，你没有遵守就是错。
And if we use the law as a standard, then that will cause many conflict because everything is only black and white.
那这样子的时候，其实保罗他特别提醒我们要小心，因为当这三项被提出来很强调的时候，高过了神的律、神的话语，那这个人就会被掳去。
So Paul here tell us to be watchful. If any of these three things come above the truth of God, then that person has been taken captive.
那一个人如果被这些掳去的，其实基本上是被魔鬼掳去的了。
So when a person is taken captive, they have been taken captive by Satan.
也就是说中魔鬼诡计的。
And that is, they have fallen under the scheme of Satan.
所以我们现在看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
这个被掳去，这个是一个很大的危机的。
And it is a big crisis when you have been bounded by Satan.
因为就失去自由了。
You have lost your freedom.
看不到什么是真理了。
You can no longer see what the truth is.
提摩太后书二章二十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 24.
他说：“主的仆人不可以增进啊，要温温和和的待众人啊，要善于教导，诚心忍耐啊，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道，叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网络。”
And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in a position, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.
你看他这里特别说那个抵挡的人，就是说他不愿意顺服真理的，最后就是被魔鬼掳去的。
And those who are in opposition, those who refuse to submit to the truth, are those who have been taken captive by Satan.
那如果被魔鬼掳去了，这个要能够再得到自由，机会就比较渺茫了。
And once you have been captive, it's very difficult to be freed again.
因为这里特别二十五节特别说哦，如果这个人因你悔改，他说或许神还会给他一个悔改的心，让他可以脱离魔鬼的网络，还可以回来了。
And 25, if that person is willing to repent, then perhaps God will let him escape.
所以要人愿意，然后之后他才可能能够脱离这个魔鬼的掳掠。
So man first must be willing to repent, then God will let him escape.
这就让我们看到说，哎，现在有很多的事情啊，这个就是这关键就是我们的心的问题了。
So today we can see that in many things, the key lies in our heart.
因此呢，圣经提醒我们要谨慎。
The Bible reminds us to be watchful.
要注意我们的思想。
To be watchful of our thoughts.
我们对道理是怎么样看待的
？And how exactly do we view the truth?
我们怎么样去认识耶稣基督以及他的救恩
？How do we recognize and understand Lord Jesus Christ and His salvation?
那所以哈，保罗他在写《犹太前书》的时候，他特别在告诉我们，末后会有危险的日子来到嘛。
When Paul wrote the book of Timothy, he reminds us that challenging days will come in the end.
那他现在第四章的《提摩太前书》第四章第一节
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
他就特别提到说，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，一定会有人离弃真道，听从那诱惑人的邪灵跟鬼魔的道理。
And now the Spirit expressly say that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
也就是说，有人会真的落入魔鬼的陷阱里面，就没有办法再回头。
Some people will truly fall into the snares of devil and unable to escape.
就变成是顺服魔鬼的道理，而是抵挡真道的人了。
And they become submissive to the teachings of the devil and become opposition to the truth.
那这些被迷惑的人，其实基本上是这些说谎人的假嘛，就是有人是专门在传扬这个异端来迷惑人的。
And those who have been deceived have become those speaking lies of hypocrisy, deceiving others.
那他们有时候会用一个很敬虔的外貌，让人觉得说，哦，对啊，你看这个人这样子苦修至极哈，哇，生活那么谨守，那他所讲的道理会是错的吗
？And so some of these people might have a very false godly appearance.Which allows others to think and doubt whether what they speak of is truly false.
有时候人会在人的面前呢，去营造出一个很敬虔的形象。
And sometimes they will give out a very godly appearance.
你看今天如果我们看到一个人，他是又吃又喝哈。
So today, if we see someone who only eats and drinks,
然后如果放假就来去哪里消遣一下。
And they go out for vacation whenever they can.
他在讲什么话，你就基本上。你就把它参考，因为你觉得这个人外表上晃荡不拘哈，他讲的道理会是真的吗？我们很自然就会注意的。
And if they don't live a very orderly life, then whatever they speak, you may only listen to it and take it for reference and not take it seriously.
但是这个人如果是哇，你看他每天灵修。
But if this person is someone who cultivates himself every day,
很认真的去克制自己的情欲。
And who leads a very disciplined life.
然后。又很积极的来参与各种工作
，and who is also very active in participating in all sorts of holy work.
可是他所做的并不是按照圣经的要求
，but what they do is not according to the Bible standards.
而是他自己认为是这样子做，这样才对。
Only they themselves think what they do is right.
或者是受了其他的宗教信仰的思想的影响
，or perhaps they have been influenced by other religious thinkings.
那他这样生活，他当这个人如果又去传讲一套道理，很容易就造成迷惑的。
And so for this type of people, if they preach another set of teaching, then very easily they will influence others.
所以通常那个假师傅他所传讲的异端能够发生功效的，一开始一定会让人觉得这个人是可以信从的，他一定有一些外表的表现让人信服啊。
So there are certain things within those false teachings that these false teachers preach that will attract others.
那可是第三节他就说
Verse 3 says,
他们是却是禁止嫁娶，又禁戒食物，就是神所造叫那信而明白真道人感谢就领受的食物不可以吃，他认为说要禁戒这些食物。
And forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth.
那这也就提到说他们这个生活上、哦、就是去很就是很小心的去、就好像修道士一样的，这个不可以嫁娶，不可以做什么，反正很多禁止的事情，让生活过得很苦啊。
They live the life like a monk, a very disciplined life where they cannot do this and cannot do that.
但是其实特别他提到食物的问题，他说神所造的，说感谢领受，都可以吃。
And he tells us whatever food is created by God, we merely give thanks and eat.
因为神所造的就是要让我们来满足我们肉体的需要啊。
Because everything God created is for us to satisfy our physical needs.
所以有些人他们有特定食物的不吃的，所以有他的一套说辞。
And so for people who abstain from eating a certain type of food, they have their own sayings.
但是这些事情其实基本上是来提升我们的灵性是没有功效的。
And but actually, all these are ineffective in terms of elevating our spirituality.
因为这样的一个做法，一个生活在哥罗西书第二章里面呢，他也提出来了。
In Colossians, tell us this type of life or lifestyle.
如果我们来看哥罗西书第二章的第二十节。
If we read Colossians chapter 2, verse 20.
二十节跟二十一节开这里说，你们若是与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么能像在世俗中活着，顺服那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？
And 20, therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulations do not touch, do not taste, do not handle?
第二十二节说，这都是造人所吩咐的、所教导的，说到这一切。正用的时候就都败坏了。
And which all concerns all things which perish with using according to the commandments and doctrines of men.
第二三节，这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用诗意崇拜，自表谦卑，苦待己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效的。
And these things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility and neglect of the body, but there are no value against the indulgence of the flesh.
你看今天我们如果为了要攻克己身，其实是我们是有目的，因为我们了解神的要求，我们为了要能够让我们的灵性跟神更靠近，我们做一些灵修的功夫，这是必要的。
And today, if we discipline our own body, it is for a purpose of drawing ourselves closer to God.
但是如果只是要来在人面前自表谦卑，表示我们很敬虔来做一些得到人间赞赏的行为是没有功效。
However, today, if we merely do it in order to gain praises from men, then that is ineffective.
因为其实要灵修信仰本身是一辈子的功夫，它不是只是一个短暂的时间而已。
For spiritual cultivation is a lifelong process; it's not only a short period of time.
所以当时候就有一些人在谈这个所谓敬虔的生活了哈。
So at this time, there are people who speak about a godly life.
但是他们所教导其实是根本没有办法让我们人更接近神。
But what they teach cannot let men draw closer to God.
也就是说，他的做法根本不能够来增加人的信心，提升人的灵性。
And that is their ways cannot help increase the faith and the spirituality of men.
那所以我们要明白说什么叫敬虔的道理。
This is why we need to understand the principle or the teachings of godliness.
什么是敬虔
？What is godliness？
如果我们看提摩太前书第三章第十六节。
If we read First Timothy chapter 3:16.
提摩太前书三章十六节。
First Timothy chapter 3:16.
大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为难，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
这一段圣经所描述的敬虔都是跟耶稣基督有关系的。
The godliness mentioned in this passage all has to do with Lord Jesus Christ.
真正的敬虔就是能够拜到这位真神，这是神爱世人降世来救人的耶稣基督。
And true godliness is be able to worship this Lord Jesus Christ who came into this world in the form of flesh in order for the love of men.
也就是说，当我们认识耶稣以后，我们一定会认为这样主耶稣这样的生活 才是真正的敬虔。
And once we come to know Lord Jesus Christ and you, we will understand the life that Lord Jesus led was one that was that is considered godly.
主耶稣基督，你看他活在世上的时候，你看他是世上又吃又喝啊。
We know while Jesus lived in the world, he ate and drank.
但是他又吃又喝的同时，他是非常谨守的。
But even when he ate and drank, he was very watchful of himself.
又吃又喝是因为。是因为他是要去拯救那些需要的人。
He ate and drank so he could save those who were in need.
所以主耶稣也被邀请到人的家里去做客。
Lord Jesus was invited to people's house as a guest.
你看他在安息日的时候，他也医好那些有病的，让他们得到平安。
He even healed the sick on the Sabbath day.
所以主耶稣他的那个生活活在世上，但是他不属这世界，所以他的生命没有被这个世界污染。
Even though Lord Jesus Christ lived in the world, he did not belong to the world, so his life was not tainted by the world.
他一直都保持圣洁。
He kept his holiness.
所以主耶稣基督的整个生命让我们看到什么叫敬虔。
So the entire life of Lord Jesus let us see what godliness is.
因此我们今天要真的认识敬虔的奥秘，要明白敬虔的道理，一定要在主耶稣的救恩里面去找，而且要下功夫去认识耶稣基督。
Therefore, today, in order to truly understand the mystery and the teachings of godliness, then we need to spend time in understanding and knowing Lord Jesus Christ.
没有认识耶稣是找不到真正的敬虔的。
Without knowing Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot find true godliness.
所以在其他宗教信仰里面，即使这些人他们真的是下很多功夫要来苦修自己。
In many other religions, people spent their entire life cultivating disciplining themselves.
有些真的他们的做法值得人敬佩。
And many of their doings are worthy of our admiration.
可是最后能不能够得救，如果有用圣经来看，你就知道实际上是打问号的。
According to the Bible, whether or not they can be saved in the end is still questionable.
因为人再怎么样 的去苦待自己，都没办法达到神的标准，神的 完全绝对的标准。
Because no matter how hard men discipline themselves, they cannot reach the standard of God.
所以得救不是靠着人的行为。
So, salvation does not depend on the deeds of men.
得救是靠着耶稣基督的救恩，他给我们的恩典，他怜悯我们。
But rather, it depends on the mercy and the salvation and grace given by Lord Jesus.
那我们愿意相信他的救赎。
And we're willing to believe in his salvation.
我们愿意照他的方式来生活。
And we're willing to live according to his principle.
得救是因为我们愿意祈求神来帮助我。
And we're saved because we're willing to ask God for help.
让我可以照着他所告诉我该有的生活来生活。
And that we may lead according to his instructions.
所以这里特别提到说，我们一定要明白这样的敬虔的道理，然后在现在接下去要在敬虔上操练了。
So after we understand the teachings of godliness, then we need to exercise ourselves in godliness.
我们现在如果明白圣经里面所讲的主耶稣基督他这个福音呢？
And once we understand the gospels of Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible,
这个福音是要来救人的。
And this is a gospel to save men.
是让我们能够有资格进天国的。
It is to qualify us to be saved.
所以在以弗所书第一章以弗所书第一章的第十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
第一章十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 13.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And in him you also trusted after you heard the word of the truth, the gospel of salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
十四节说，圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
And who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of purchased possession to the praise of his glory?
所以这个主耶稣基督的福音是救人的福音，是真理的道。
The gospel of Lord Jesus Christ is the saving gospel. It is the saving truth.
那这个道是要让我们来生活的。
And this teaching is to lead our life.
所以这个得救的福音是要实现在我们的生活当中，不是只是停留在知识层面。
And the saving gospel is to be applied to be fulfilled in our life.
这是为什么提摩太前书第四章保罗在第八节特别强调说要操练敬虔。
This is why in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8 Paul emphasizes that we need to exercise godliness.
操练敬虔表示说操练就是要不断的练习。
Exercising means we need to continually practice and
就好像今天如果运动员他一定要持续不断的一直在这个训练的这个课程上面，你要 keep going， 要 一持续的，不可以中断，一中断可能就很难恢复到原来的水平了。
And just like an athlete today, they need to always have their practice. If once they stop, then they will not be able to reach their standard.
我们有时候看到运动员，哇，他们得奖杯、得冠军，站在舞台上接受众人的欢呼，啊，很风光啊，
sometimes、
很让人羡慕。
So sometimes we envy the athletes who stand on the podium to receive their trophies.
那这更不用说，当他们啊达到奖牌的时候，他们所得到的物质上的好处有很巨大的。
And so we, needless to say, they receive a great material benefits once they receive those medals.
但是我们通常都没有看到运动员背后，他在这个舞台背后，他花多少功夫去操练。
But most of the time, we fail to see and realize how much effort and time they have put into training themselves.
真的，那个出色的运动员呢，他是要按照那个教练所给的这个训练的课程不断的一直练习的。
And most of the outstanding athletes, they need to follow a very strict schedule and diet from their trainers.
然后他要不断的参加比赛。
And need to continue to put themselves in competitions.
让自己能够习惯这样的一个很紧张、很压力的一个环境底下，还可以站立得住。
That they will be used to training themselves under pressure.
所以操练本身其实就是要得到奖赏的必要条件。
And training itself is the key to receiving this award.
现在圣经里面把这个敬虔跟操练身体把它拿出来做对比。
And now the Bible compares exercise training to godliness.
所以我们都知道操练其实上它是要有规矩，就是要有规律的不断的做，持续做。
Exercise and training requires order.
那现在他说操练身体益处还少，但是操练敬虔凡事都有益处了。
It says for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things.
那凡事都有益处，是因为它有今生的好处，也有来生的应许，就是都可以让我们真的可以得救的。
It is profitable for all things because it has a promise of today's life and the life to come.
所以你看，他说今天如果一个敬虔的人呢，真的懂了道理，懂得依靠主耶稣基督的。
Today, if a godly person truly knows to rely on Lord Jesus and to obey His teachings,
那他不断的在这个信仰上真的去实行圣经的应许，他就真的会体验 ，Yes, 是的，主耶稣基督，他这个福音是活的。
If he continue to obey the promises of the Bible, that he will experience our Lord Jesus truly is alive.
你看，今天我们在操练敬虔的事情上，其实保罗在第四章哈，他就告诉这个年轻的提摩太说，有几件事情你一定要不断的去练习的。
In terms of exercising godliness, he told young man Timothy the few things he needed to do.
他要让他，比如说第十二节那里说。
For example, in verse 12,
他说：“你要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上，都要做众人的榜样。”
And that he needs to be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and purity.
那这个就是他灵修的内容。
And these are the contents of his spiritual cultivation.
他要注意他自己嘴巴讲话。
He needed to be watchful of his words.
我们每一天可能讲很多话。
Today, every day we speak many words.
那有时候我们讲话不经大脑，哎，看到一个人随便话一出去，然后就受人家就受伤。
And sometimes we speak without thinking, and we may cause harm to others.
但是如果我们操练敬虔，在言语上来下功夫的时候，哎，我们看到人要讲话的时候，即使很生气，我们都会先想一想，这个话要不要讲？
Today,
什么时候讲，我们就会真的会注意的，让我们的话有造就而不会变成伤害。
But today, if we exercise godliness in terms of our words, then we will always think twice before speaking.
哦，所以那个话就会能够帮助人呢。
And our words will be beneficial to others.
那他所以那个敬虔的人，他的话他是不见得会多，但是他的话就会很受用，能够在对的时间讲出对的话，对适当的人讲出应该说的。
And for the godly, they may not have much words to say, but they will know when and where to speak the right words.
那他这里特别提到说，要在爱心上在爱心上也要下功夫啊。
And furthermore, he says to train yourself in love.
好，所以在爱心上，如果你看我们今天按着主耶稣基督的这个道理来实行爱心呢
？Today, if we exercise love in based on the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ,
我们爱心是以真理为标准。
And we love based on the principles of the truth.
所以真的明白真理的爱呢，它是应该责备的时候是会责备的。
So the love that is according to the truth will rebuke when at the right time.
就好像主耶稣，你看他在讲这个有关的这个得救的事情上讲得很严厉的。
Like Lord Jesus Christ, he was very strict when he talks about salvation.
他对那个法利赛人呢，他们很懂律法，他们事实上是故意不认识、不相信耶稣的。主耶稣讲得很严厉，你们假冒为善有祸了。
And Jesus spoke very harshly to the Pharisees that woe to you hypocrites.
但是对那些 对那些真的不懂的，是被罪捆绑的，主耶稣用爱、用怜悯来挽回他们。
But toward those who were ignorant, who were bound by sin, Jesus spoke to them in mercy, merciful words.
所以，我们今天你看，如果操练敬虔，我们在爱心上面，我们就知道那个真理的标准，我们不会溺爱，也不会放任这些罪恶在教会发生。
Today, when we exercise godliness in love, then we will not spoil others or allow sin to roam in church.
哦，所以那个你看那个爱。就是在真理基础上会帮助我们增加信心，会让我们得到神的喜悦。
And this is a love upon the foundation of the truth, so this is one which will please Lord Jesus Christ.
那这里特别说在信心上操练。
Also to discipline, exercise in faith.
所以他要他说要在信心上不断的去增长啊，让我们对主更有信心，让我们在生活上懂得凡事倚靠神。
And to continue growing faith, so we will know and learn to trust in Lord Jesus in all things.
真的，今天我们如果操练敬虔哦，我们真的会体验到主耶稣基督的应许是真的啦。
Today, if we exercise godliness and we truly be able to experience that the promises of our Lord is real.
我们现在在CU27这个大专学生，他们现在正在园林教会在学生联会。
And right now, the college youth spiritual convocation is being held at Garden Grove Church.
那这个学员他们就在见证。
So the students are testifying.
我们有姐妹在见证她小时候本身就是有气喘的。
And so we have a sister who testifies since young she has asthma.
她本来是那个早产儿。
And she was a premature.
早产两个月的。
She was a premature born by 2 months.
出生的时候又有气喘。
After she was born, she had asthma.
那气喘有时候很危险哦。
And sometimes asthma can be deadly.
真的，如果那个过敏一来，有时候气喘一直发作，急救都来不及。
And so when the allergy breaks out, sometimes they could lose their life.
所以我们这几位小时候都要在家里，妈妈都特别照顾啊，常常要带氧气筒。
And so since young, the sister always carries around with her inhaler.
那结果呢？哎，她的妈妈就是说这样子一辈子那还得了啊。
So her mom thought to herself, her daughter cannot live her life like this.
这个孩子有可能不知道什么时候随时就走了。
And she doesn't know when her child could just lose her life.
所以要怎么办
？So what should she do?
靠医生没有办法，没辙啊。
And the doctors were helpless.
啊，祷告。
She could pray.
这个妈妈决定为她的女儿的这个气喘禁食祷告。
And this mother decided to fast and pray for her daughter's asthma.
就这样子祷告了几个月，早上都禁食祷告。
And she fasted and prayed, mornings for a few months.
结果呢，她这个小孩的气喘就这样子被神医治了。
In the end, her child's sickness was healed by God.
现在这位姐妹很健康了。
And now this health sister is very healthy.
那她有这个祷告病得医治的这个体验之后
，After she has this experience of her illness being healed by prayers,
我们这位姐妹她后来在小时候在跟他的兄弟姐妹在玩游戏的时候受伤，手指受伤。
And so the sister, when she was growing up, while playing with her siblings, she hurt her finger.
她那个手指那个指甲断裂。
Her nail broke.
啊，结果后来指甲这个手指头啊，又刚好是食指，就长了这个 bump 啊，就是那个瘤啊长出来，指甲还倒着长，指甲长的方向是反过来。会一直往内长长的。
And so, as a result of her broken nail, her nail started growing inwardly.
你看，如果指甲往内长，你会怎样
？So what would happen to you if your nails started growing inwardly?
所以你看，我们什么东西都要长对方向，长错你就完蛋了。
So everything needs to grow in the right direction. If it grows in the wrong direction, then you'll be in trouble.
那这个，它这个又是食指很重要的功用。
And so it was one of the.
所以 ，pointer. 是 pointer.
Or the pointer.
那所以。那妈妈就决定为她这个小孩的这个问题祷告。
So mother decided to pray for her child's finger.
也是一样，禁食祷告。
Again, she fasted and prayed.
哎，祷告完之后，哎，她那个这个指甲啊，这个方向就转过来了，转正了。
So after her prayers, the nail started growing in the right direction.
所以真的，她这个在信息上，她操练以后，她就现在什么事情，她懂得祷告神了。
So after she had trained herself in prayers, and she knew to rely on God in all things.
包括学习功课这个事情上面。
Even in her studies.
要去哪里读书
？Where she would go for a school？
就都祷告神。
Everything she prayed to God。
那真的，那我们当我们这样子在求告神的时候，神就指引我们的方向。
And true enough, when we pray to God in this manner, then God will lead our ways。
所以，当我们在信心上来操练的时候
，So when we train ourselves in faith，
我们就你看，我们就得到一个依靠，我们就知道说，我们这个主是垂听人祷告的主。
Then we have this reliance and know that our God is one who hears our prayers.
我们不管遇到什么大小事情，我们只要愿意真的来祷告求告他，我们就得到平安，得到帮助。
No matter what great or small things we face, and we'll know to pray to Him and to receive help.
那我们今天如果真的是在操练上，在经灵上操练自己，让我们的生活哈能够越来越靠近神。
Today, if we can truly train ourselves in all things, so to draw our life closer and closer to God.
有时候我们有意外的时候，神就保护我们了。
Sometimes during accidents, then God will protect us.
我们有另外一位姐妹要见证，她在开车的时候出车祸的事情。
Another sister testified about a car accident she encountered.
在高速公路变换车道，不小心去撞到了摩托车。
And so while changing lanes, she accidentally bumped into a motorcyclist.
是她的错，因为她在前面是在那个双黄线，不应该。转到那个 carpool lane 的地方转进去的。
Because he was at her fault, she was changing lane from a double yellow line into a carpool lane.
他没有看到他旁边就是有一部机车。
And she didn't see a motorcyclist coming up after
her. 当他转过去的时候，那个就撞到那个摩托车了。
So when she changed lane, then she hit the motorcyclist.
那个骑士啊，就飞起来了。
So the motorcyclist flew out.
就撞到他那个后面的那个玻璃了，后窗玻璃。
And he flew into her back.Windows.
那就崩，然后就躺在那里。
He flew into the window.
想说完蛋了，是不是已经死掉了
？And he got stuck there, and she panicked, thinking maybe he had died.
感谢神，他这个骑士都没事。
But thank God, he was.
这是非常小的，非常小的，真的是吓到了哈。
And she was in great shock.
他的错，结果最后你看他这样子求神赦免啊，那也是。接下去有很多很多事情发生嘛。
And so after that, she prayed to God for God's forgiveness, and many things followed.
那真的神就额外的保守。
And God,
他自己本身没有受伤。
She was not hurt herself.
他车子的保险也都能够cover.
And her car insurance was able to cover everything.
对方这个他这个骑士，更重要的是骑士没有受伤。
And most importantly, the rider was not hurt.
刚好就是那个骑摩托车那个骑士，那一天刚好穿上了那个bodyguard， 就是骑摩托车他们都会穿的那个保护特别保护的那个服装啊。
And just so happened that day that motorcyclist wore his bodyguard.
所以他身体要保护没有伤害。
And so his body was well protected and not hurt.
那最后呢，甚至他说连。警察都没有给他开罚单。
So even till the end, even the police did not ticket her.
那他那个保险费也没有涨，反而比以前更少。
And her increase premium, her insurance premium didn't rise, instead it went down.
那这个骑士也没有去告他们。
And this motorcyclist did not sue her.
所以他后来回想说，哇，这每一件事情都是神在保守。
So when she thought back, she was well protected by God.
他的整个这个 case， 甚至连那个做保险的 agent。都觉得说这是你的神在保护你。
So throughout her entire case, even her insurance agent thought it must have been God's protection.
他说如果没有神，你的 case 一定是大，一定很麻烦的。
And without God, your case would have been a very serious and major one.
因为那个做保险的 agent 本身也是基督徒。
Because the insurance agent was also a Christian.
结果他们就感受到，真的，我们有时候是意外，神就保守我们了。
And so she also felt that in times of accidents, God will protect us.
所以神。他会看顾我们。
And God will watch over us.
所以今天我们如果是在敬虔上操练自己啊。
Today, if we exercise ourselves in godliness,
我们就凡事上可以满足了。
And then we'll be satisfied in all things.
所以我们如果看提摩太前书第六章。
If we read 1 Timothy chapter 6,
提摩太前书第六章第六节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.
然而敬虔加上知识无心便是大利的。
And now godliness with contentment is a great gain.
他这里提到说敬虔会让我们体验到，真的，我们依靠神，让我们变得很富足。
Godliness when we is will experience contentment in God.
因为有主耶稣，有时候我们的缺乏，我们不小心的，神都给我们补足了。
And once we have Lord Jesus Christ, whatever lacking we have will be satisfied.
因为今天我们有时候要一直追求世界上的东西，是因为我们没有看到在基督里面的富足。
Today, sometimes we continue to pursue the things of this life because we fail to see this contentment.
今天有时候我们应该一直赚钱，一直赚钱，为了要买一个大房子。
And today we work and work so we can purchase a big house.
但是有大房子，家里就有幸福吗
？But with a big house, can it buy you happiness?
不一定哦。
Not necessarily.
有时候我们就是被这个房子绑住，变成奴隶。
And sometimes we have been enslaved by this house.
所以其实我们如果有主耶稣，我们就知道我们的生活。其实够用，我们就觉得满足。
But once we have Lord Jesus Christ, then we know as long as we have enough, then we can be satisfied.
我们就能够跳脱这个世界上的这些价值观念了。
And then we'll be able to transcend above all the material things of this world.
我们会就把我们的时间、我们的精神放在追求属灵更有价值的事情上。
Then we'll devote our time and our energy in pursuing things of the spirit.
所以，当我们在经营上操练的时候。
When we train ourselves in godliness,
我们就能够 定准我们人生追求的方向。
Then we'll be able to set the course of our life.
我们所追求的就是永生。
What we pursue after is eternal life.
世界上的这些其实都是暂时的。
Things of this world are only temporary.
你看现在有些人他就是觉得说他有拥有跟世人一样拥有一些东西物质的东西他就觉得很安全。
And today, some people feel very secure if they have the things that others also have.
有人想说我如果养老金没有存到哪一个程度的时候以后老了怎么办
And some people worry if they don't save up their retirement fund to a certain amount, then they'll be in trouble.
我如果生病了怎么办
And what would happen if I grow sick?
其实我们有时候想太多
But sometimes we think too much.
有时候我们连一块钱都没用到我们就走了
And sometimes not even having the opportunity to spend $1, then we'll go.
不是多少的问题
It is not a matter of how much we have.
而是我们如果有主我们就有一切了
Rather, it's a matter of whether we have Lord Jesus and we have it all.
所以操练敬虔，它不但有今生的好处，更有来生的应许。
Therefore, exercising godliness will bring benefits both to this world and the life to come.
最后能够让我们丰丰富的进神的国。
Ultimately, it will lead us into the heavenly.
你看，一个敬虔真的在信仰上下功夫追求人，他最后能够活出神的性情来。
A person who put and devote their effort into pursuing godliness, then they will live out the image of
Christ. 今天圣经讲的说有来生的应许。是因为在我们敬虔的生活当中，我们一定会追求到活出耶稣的形象来。
Today there's a promise of the life to come because we are able to pursue to having the image of Christ.
所以我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to Second Peter chapter one.
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter one.
第三节。
Verse three.
第一章第三节，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得以神的性情有份。
As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
你看这里特别提到主耶稣基督哦，他这个福音已经把生命跟前进的道理赐给我们了。
And now the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ has already given us life and godliness.
他让我们看到主的美德
He has let us see the virtues of Christ.
让我们可以有一个标准来来在这个世上判断是非善恶
That we may have a principle, a standard to discern the right and the wrong.
让我们知道什么叫有价值，什么叫永存的
That we may know what is of value and what is of eternity.
然后在这个敬虔的在这个道理，这个敬虔的事情里面，他要让我们的生命提升跟。跟神越来越接近。
In the matters of godliness, He will elevate our life, so our life may be closer to that of Christ.
所以，当我们操练敬虔的时候，这个肉体的情欲来的这些败坏就越来越少了。
And once we exercise godliness, and things of corruption and lust will decrease.
我们不断的这样来操练的时候，渐渐的，你看，我们就能够活出主耶稣基督的形象来。
When we continue to exercise ourselves in godliness, and we will eventually live out the image of Christ.
所以你看我们的那个属灵的这个生命呢，就越来越丰盛。
And this is why our spiritual life will be more and more abundant.
那就真的我们是活出了我们的生命是在基督里面的丰盛。
And then we truly have lived out the abundance of a life in Christ.
我们在世上能够成为他荣耀的见证人。
And this world we may become a person of glory and testimony to God.
让我们不断的在信仰上面在世上生活当中来操练敬虔的事。
And let us continue to exercise ourselves in the matters of godliness.
让我们能够真的在生活上注意圣洁的问题。
And that we may be watchful of the matters of purity.
让我们可以不断的来增长信心。
That we may continue to increase our faith.
让我们跟人正经的相处，能够很仔细的小心的我们的舌头。
And we'll be very considerate and watchful in our relationship with men.
让我们都能够一起来展现出神的主耶稣基督的性情。
And let us together manifest the image of Christ.
一起来唱诗。
Sing him together.
395首。
395.